I like to think of permaculture as a way of making decisions to live more sustainably. I mean, it originally comes from permanent agriculture. That's really what the word meant. And it was the idea of creating a sustainable food system. But as we got into it, we realized that you can have a sustainable food system, but if it's embedded in a culture that's not otherwise sustainable, it doesn't really help. So permaculture really means permanent culture now. And I know, again, that's not too terribly helpful, but another way that I like to think of it is that if you think of things like organic agriculture, renewable energy, natural building and green building, and even things like more equitable social justice systems or consensus decision making, if you think of those as tools for sustainability, then permaculture is the toolbox that helps organize those tools and help you figure out when to use them and which ones to use at the right time.
You're coming to the Idaho Botanical Garden to talk about permaculture and water conservation. We're typically a dry climate here, so how can permaculture help us in our yards and gardens?
Right. Well, permaculture's got a lot of tools for working in dry climates, in part because it actually was developed in Australia in a very dry climate in Australia. So it's got a lot of tools for working in arid climate. And a big chunk of that is never even needing to use much water in the first place. And the best way to do that is to start with the soil and to build up your soil so that it will hold more water when it's there and release less water on hot days and that sort of thing through adding mulches and growing plants in layers so that there's almost always constantly shade on the soil. So we have just a huge number of techniques. And during my talk at the Botanic Garden, I'm going to be going through a lot of different techniques and also how to use them and when to use them and how to employ them inexpensively and all that sort of thing. Because like I said, permaculture is really a decision-making tool. So we've got lots of options out there, and I really want to cover which ones are best and which ones will make the most sense and are the easiest for people to use.
It sounds like it's a good way for folks to get started, maybe who aren't ready to go full bore, but just want to find out, you know, some ways to help out in their own yard.
Exactly. Rather than trying to learn permaculture from a theoretical point of view or try to understand it all, it's a lot easier just to get involved in one aspect of it. And water conservation is something that we're all trying to do. And so it's a very easy kind of gateway in for people to get it on from a very practical level. How do I save water? How do I keep my plants from dying in the sun or in a drought? The tools and the principles that you use for learning to save water can really help you understand what permaculture is in general and help you apply it to things like, you know, growing healthier food or building up your soil or all sorts of different things from there. But it's good to get started with a practical need to actually understand something. Then there's something real to try to figure out rather than it just being all theoretical.